call received from Home Care Agency.
Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, I was supposed to call Ruth Lowry about my age. Supposed to be here today.
What's your name?
My name is Michelle Angelisca.
Did we get an authorization for services yet?
Yes. My Cherise Townsend, my coordinator, she provided the authorization.
Okay. One second, okay? And do you have her direct number? Because you're calling the patient's new intake line. Let me give you her direct number, okay? Let me know when you're ready.
Ruth's direct number?
Yes. You need to call her directly. Let me give you the number.
I did call her directly, and there's like the voicemail.
So that means that she's not available yet. Did you leave her a message?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so we have to wait for her to reach back to you. Maybe she's assisting another patient, okay? I can transfer you to her, but I need you to call her direct number.
Is her direct number 267-551-7426?
Is that the number you dialed?
Yes.
One second. Let me see.
Is that her direct number?
One second. I'm going to confirm that for you, okay?
Yes.
That's it. Let me see why it's not coming up. I don't know why it's not. You're not. If that's the number you dialed, you should have gotten her. You said you got her voicemail. So how did you end up getting me if you got her voicemail?
I called you because I couldn't get a hold of her.
And what number did you dial to get me?
It was 215-607-8529.
I don't know where you got that number. That's not my number. I'm going to give you have her direct number. Let me try to transfer you right now. Please hold. Because I do all new inpatients. I bring the patients in and I send them the referral and then they take over and then they get the authorization and they do coordinations with the staffing of the aide. So I no longer. Like, you won't hear from me until you need to, unless there's a change in status, unless you need to talk to the state, unless you need, like, more units, a unit increase, a change in care plan. So you need to call whoever's been calling you, who's going to be servicing you with your aid, that's who you need to directly call, okay? I'm going to try to transfer you now. Let me see if she's at her desk so you could get a live person. One second. And I'm also going to see if your authorization is in, because without an authorization, we cannot service. We'll send an aid. So let me check.
Can I say something, please?
Absolutely. Angelista, right? It's Angelista, and Michelle is the first name, right?
Yes. I had a meet and greet with the Myra King yesterday.
Oh, did you? So then that's Sarah. Sarah's the one that's staffing. Let me see. Did you speak to Sarah?
No, I spoke to Ruth Lowry.
But Ruth only deals with the service coordinator. She doesn't do staffing. She's not a staffer. She doesn't staff the aide. Sarah staffs the aide. So did you speak to Ruth or did you speak to Sarah so I know who to transfer you to?
I spoke to Ruth.
Tell her I'll call her right back. I'm going to transfer you to her. One second. If she doesn't pick up, just leave her a voicemail and wait for her to reach back out to you, okay? One second.
I left her voicemail.